Come into this place of community and consolation. Come into this place of learning and inspiration. Whether you're a longtime member or brand new, you are welcome here. Whether you believe in God all of the time, none of the time, or some of the time, you are welcome here. No matter what body brought you in here, no matter who you love, you are welcome here at First Unitarian Church of Albuquerque. I'm the Reverend Bob LaValle, and I'm delighted to be here with our music director, Susan Peck, and our bridging youth, Kai Bellotta and Jacob Johnson. I'm also grateful to our phenomenal tech team, I think 8 or 9 folks now, behind the scenes working hard to make it happen, and our DJ today, Chris Paul, just doing a great job. Thank you, folks. Anyway, speaking of bridging, First Church held its first ever online summer camp last week, and it was a huge success. During camp, a bridging ceremony was held for our youth who are moving from being counselors in training to young adult mentors. And we're hoping that they'll join in our worship bridging ceremony next year. And Connections Week is coming. Normally around Labor Day, we'd be looking forward to kicking off our church year with Connection Sundays, which are 2 days where the church groups share who they are and what they do, and members of our community have a chance to find out how they can get involved. Now, obviously, right now we can't have this kind of big in-person event, right? You know, at the moment, for obvious reasons. But just because we can't be meet in person doesn't mean we've lost Connections. We'll be hosting a totally online Connections Week from August 30th to September 5th, pardon me. And you'll be able to register for as many online sessions as you like and find out about how First U members continue to connect with each other and with the larger community. So keep reading the broadsheet and the August Messenger for more details on how to sign up. Let's light our chalices. We'll light our chalice today using the words of Reverend Leslie Takahashi. All that we have ever loved and all that we have been stands with us on the brink of all that we aspire to create, a deeper peace, a larger love, a more embracing hope, a greater generosity of spirit, a deeper joy in this life we share. Come. Let us worship together.
Low below me, I feel no motion. Standing on these mountains and plains, far away from the rolling ocean, still my dry land heart can say, I've been sailing all my life now, never harbor or port have I known. Wide universe is the ocean I travel, and the earth is my blue boat home. Sun, my sail, and moon, my rudder, as I ply the starry sea, leaning over the edge in wonder, casting questions into the deep, drifting here with my ship's companions, all we kindred pilgrim souls, making our way by the light of the heavens, in our beautiful blue boat home. I give thanks for the waves upholding me. Hail the great winds urging me on. Greet the infinite sea before me. Sing the sky my sailor's song. I was born upon the fathoms. Never harbor or port have I known. Wide universe is the ocean I travel, and the earth is my blue boat home.
We are Unitarian Universalists. We are people of faith with open minds, loving hearts, and helping hands.
Let's prepare our bodies and minds for meditation and prayer. Our meditation today is drawn from the words of Reverend Dan Schatz. Let us open ourselves to the questions. Who am I called to be? How will I live? What is my responsibility to humanity, to myself, to life? Open yourself to the where and to why. Ask the mind that is blazing and the heart that beats with compassion, seeking always yes. Let's turn our attention now to our breath. Just be a witness to your breath. Don't try to change it or influence it. Simply watch your breath, and let's move into 2 minutes of silence.
In the sharing of joys and concerns, our happiness is multiplied and our burdens are lessened. When the video begins, share your joys and concerns in the chat bar that we may hold them together. If you're not able to write them in the chat bar, we'd still love to know what's on your heart. Send an email to caring@uuabq.org and let us know how you're doing. Let's share our joys and concerns now.
Hand who's holding the hand of a mother. She's holding the hand of a child's hand who's holding the hand of another. He's holding the hand of a sister's hand. She's holding my hand. We are a circle.
Our hearts are together when we share our joys and concerns and pray for each other. We see what's on our hearts, like our appreciation for all those who are putting their bodies on the line to work for justice. And celebrating Daniel Davidson's birthday, and celebrating children and parents and all the amazing things that they do. And we see Tim Rankin's friend passing and hold him in the light. We give thanks for flowers and rain. And I'm grateful for the rainbow that showed up during the demonstration on Friday night. And I'm delighted, and we lift up the new members who are signing the book today. With great delight, we welcome them. And we hold in our hearts all those who are going back to school, either as teachers or students or families of those folks. And we wish for their health. And we mourn the loss of relationships and all the different strains that a pandemic creates. We lift up Mila Mikhailovna Adaji, daughter of Katrina. May she be strong and safe and surrounded by light. We pray for Christine Hall, who is facing serious health issues. May she find healing and comfort and know the support of this congregation. We lift up the people of El Salvador who are straining under the pandemic and the lack of good health care. And we pray for everyone on our small planet as we remember our interconnected web of life. All these we lift up to the powers of celebration and healing and renewal that are known by many names. Our prayer today is chosen with our Bridgers, Kai and Jacob in mind, but I hope everyone feels this blessing. This prayer is adapted from the words of Reverend Anna Levy Lyons. May you be blessed with power directly from the tap, the source of life and liberation. May it and nothing else guide you. May you be blessed with authenticity. May you be able to discern the real from simulation. May you be blessed with innocence. May you always speak the goodness of life and break free of cynicism. May you be blessed with humility. May you honor your source in all its forms. May you be blessed with compassion. May you be a life-sustaining force for all the creatures of the earth. May you be blessed with love. May you repair what is broken and cherish what is imperfect. May you be blessed with abundance. May you never need to take that which is not yours. May you be blessed with honesty. May you be a conduit for the voices of truth in your world. And may you be blessed with enough. May you always be filled with the freedom, joy and dignity of the holy. And may we all be held in the heart of love. Amen. And peace be with you. reading today is a poem entitled Say Yes, that's been adapted for this service. It's by the poet Andrea Gibson. When two violins are placed in a room, if a chord on one violin is struck, the other violin will sound the note. If this is your definition of hope, this is for you. The ones who know how powerful we are, who know we can sound the music in the people around us simply by playing our own strings, for the ones who sing life into broken wings, open their chests and offer their breath as wind on a still day when nothing seems to be moving. For you when your fingers are red from clutching your heart so it will beat faster. For the time you mastered the art of giving yourself for the sake of someone else. For the ones who have felt what it is to crush the lies and lift truth so high, the steeples bow to the sky. This is for you. This is for women and for the men who taught me only women bleed with the moon. But there are men who cry when women bleed, men who bleed from women's wounds. This is for doubt becoming faith, for falling from grace and climbing back up, for trading our silver platters for something that matters, like the gold that shines in our hands when we hold each other. This is for the grandmother who walked 1,000 miles on broken glass to find a single peach patch of grass to plant a family tree where the fruit would grow to laugh. For the ones who know the math of war has always been subtraction, so they live like an action of addition. For you, when you give like every star is wishing on you, and for the people still wishing on stars, this is for you too. This is for the times you went through hell so someone else didn't have to. For the time you taught a 14-year-old girl she was powerful. For the time you taught a 14-year-old boy he was beautiful. The world needs us right now more than it ever has before. Pull all your strings, play every chord. If you're writing letters to the prisoners, start tearing down the bars. If you're handing out flashlights in the dark, start handing out stars. Never go a second hushing the percussion of your heart. Play loud. Play like you know the clouds have left too many people cold and broken, and you're their last chance for sun. Play like there's no time for hoping brighter days will come. Play like the apocalypse is only 4, 3, 2, but you have a drum in your chest that could save us. You have a song like a breath that could raise us, like the sunrise in a dark sky that cries to the blue. Play like you know we won't survive if you don't, but we will if you do. That we give every single breath, this is for saying yes. This is for saying yes.
Four years ago, I stood in front of our congregation and declared myself an adult member of our church through my coming-of-age homily. That was one of the first adult responsibilities I took on, coming before I could so much as drive to church on my own. Now I stand before you an adult, not just in the eyes of the church, but also in the eyes of the law. Making the final steps towards adulthood is a difficult thing for many people. And I feel blessed that First Unitarian has been a shepherd to me for so much of my journey. Truly, this has made my path of gaining new responsibilities and privileges easier and more enriching. In the RE program, I developed my understanding of the practices which best support my beliefs, creating a spiritual path all my own. Through attending services here and helping as a video tech to make our services more accessible online, I have learned many great things. Back in 2018, I remember Reverend Angela gave a sermon reflecting on the many historic events which occurred in 1968. In that sermon, she encouraged the congregation to reflect on how overwhelming the news of that year must have been. Little did any of us know, in 2 years' time, we would be facing a similarly tumultuous and historic year. This year, as plans laid months or even years in advance have been destroyed, it is felt as though life is simultaneously accelerated and slowed down to a snail's pace. There is so much time for reflection now, as school, work, and recreational activities are all put on the back burner for millions of people. Early on, just after the stay-at-home order was issued, I remember being nervous of how little I knew of what was to come. Now it is easier, although still difficult, to come to peace with the lack of knowledge about the future, even the near future. One moment in particular which contrasts with the present moment for me is the 2018 Activities Fair. Back then, we were focused on the renovation of our social hall, dreaming about the future we could all envision for our community. We put our hopes for the congregation onto ribbons, turning them into a communal art piece. That moment of community and togetherness seems so far away now. However, I know that just as surely as our congregation had a future then, we have a great future stretching forward through the years from now. I've moved to North Carolina a month ahead of college beginning, with no real guarantees that school will truly start on August 14th. However, while that would have terrified me in the early days of the pandemic, now I find peace in knowing that, come what may, I will find a path forward that will work, at least for a time. Many of my friends are also experiencing this acceptance of living in the present, rather than solely focusing on future plans which could, of course, fall through even the day before due to the pandemic. Before, I never truly understood what living in the present, so often cited as a part of meditations, was like. It is not focusing solely on now, but accepting the present, not looking to change it, not looking towards any future plans, merely existing and finding joy in that fact. Hopefully, I will be able to take my perspectives on life, honed through both my years here at First Unitarian and through the madness of life in the past months, to college, where they will serve me well in working towards a successful life as a member of our community.
Hello, my name is Jacob Johnson, and a few years ago I stood before you as a part of coming of age. At that time I was in eighth grade, and I was a very different Jacob from the one you see today. When preparing for this, I decided to check out that coming of age speech to see if I could find the differences between that stinky middle schooler and the mature, sophisticated, stinky young adult I am today. But while reading the writings of a former me, the most change I was able to find was in voice. And aside from the occasional lack of an ejaculation joke, not much has changed. And the 15 commandments of Jacobism, my homemade religion, fit relatively comfortably within my current values and beliefs. Generally, the commandments can be summarized as respect others as well as yourself, be free, love your friends, be kind, and remember that there is always more worth learning. At first, I was surprised by the prevailing wisdom of that kid, but the more I considered it, the more I realized that despite what felt like an incredible change of character over the past few years, at the core, I'm still the same person, just taller. Despite how it may seem from an inside perspective, I'm not growing towards an ideal, perfect, sophisticated version of myself, because that person already exists and always has existed. Even though I and everybody continue to change and develop through time and different versions of ourselves, there's still value in taking time to listen to who you once were, because they just might know you better than anyone else.
Today we honor the youth among us, you who are stepping beyond and away and toward. Today we share in your journey and encourage your discovery.
Today we welcome your energy and offer you a safe place to grow. Today we celebrate your hopes and dreams. Come live, breathe, thrive, and rejoice. Your time is now.
Today we applaud you for all you have been, for all you are now, for all you will be.
Today marks an ending so that I may begin again. to hope and do and learn and be.
Today you cross this bridge. Go now and explore with wonder. We will support and nurture you. You are the future.
Today you cross this bridge. Go now and make choices that make you happy. We will support and nurture you. You are amazing.
Today you cross this bridge. Be patient and hopeful. We will support and nurture you. You are an inspiration.
Today I cross this bridge and join in fellowship. Let me grow, but don't let me go.
Together we share a special place. Together we learn. Together we love. Together we grow.
If you, starting today, this quarter's Change for the Future recipient will be Roadrunner Food Bank, a longtime partner of First UU's food pantry. Roadrunner is the largest food bank in the state. They play a major role in distributing a variety of donated and purchased food items to people struggling to cover all their nutritional needs. You can make an offering online by clicking the link that we put in the chat box or by sending a check to the church office. We will now take up the offering for work in this church, for the work in this church community.
Days grow darker, we lose sight of the dawn. We pray for better days, where in peace we'll carry on. With a chance for our children to do better than we've done. If we can make it through the storm before the calm. Sometimes in our desperation, we might believe the devil's lies. Till all we're left with in the end is a world of shattered lives. We cry, Lord, show us compassion, and we're forgiven every time. As we make it through the storm before the calm. And if we work for peace, we all will find our deliverance. We'll work for peace, and we'll find our deliverance. If we work for peace, we will find our deliverance. As we make it through the storm before the calm. We got to learn to find the difference between the surface where it shows. What liars want to tell us, what they'd rather we don't know. We gotta find out where we're going before we go too far. We gonna make it through the storm before the calm. If we work for peace, we all will find our deliverance. We work for peace, and we'll find our deliverance. If we work for peace, we all will find our deliverance. If we make it through the storm before the calm. And if we fight for every life, then love will make a way. If we reach for higher ground, we're gonna find a brighter day. If we work for peace, we're gonna find our deliverance. If we work for peace, we're gonna find our deliverance. If we work We're gonna find our deliverance as we make it through the storm before the calm. And if we fight for every life, fight for every life, love will make a way. Love will surely make a way if we reach for higher ground. Reach for higher ground. We gotta find a brighter day. Find a brighter day.
What is generously given is received with gratitude. On behalf of Roadrunner Food Bank and First Unitarian Church of Albuquerque, thank you. As we move into our breakout rooms, we invite you to consider this question in your small groups. Where do you see the church moving going forward, and how can we learn from this pandemic? Let's extinguish our chalices. We extinguish this chalice, but not the light of truth, the fire of commitment, or the warmth of community. These we hold in our hearts until we meet again. Go in peace, gentle people, and practice radical love.
Do in the spirit says do. Got to do when the spirit says do. Do 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 do, do when the spirit says do.
Says groove.
You gotta be grooving, you gotta be grooving.
You got to groove when the spirit says groove.
You have got to groove.
When the spirit says groove,
you've got to groove, oh Lord.
You've got to groove,
got
when
to groove.
The spirit says groove,
says groove.
Spirit says groove, spirit says groove.
Spirit says groove.
Got to rock when the spirit says rock. check. Yo, I had the car before I walk and now I do the 1-2 step. I heard the spirit and it said the coup, yeah. That's why I do my own shuffle, tapping feet, clapping hands. If you could talk, you could sing. If you could walk, you could dance. Spirit told me bust the track with the vocals, and I come around your city rocking with the locals. Fading out, got my eyes closed. I think the Lord talking to me, gotta get up all in my zone. Candle gazing after doing kundalini. I wrote it in my journal trying to find the true meaning. It ain't gonna happen overnight, I really ain't stressing. I'ma get the blessing. I don't need Google directions, I just follow spirit. I think I start to hear it. The elders talk about alignment, I just start to get near it. Walk along the path, with or without a clue. When the spirit says do, I make it do what it do. Come on. Oh yeah. Y'all know what it's like when the spirit says do. I mean, you just gotta do what it do. I know right now with some spirit talking to you inside and it's telling you to do something. And whatever that is, go with it. Alright? Spirit says do. Spirit says do. Spirit says do. And you know what? I'ma do what I do. You go ahead and do what you do. And that's how we gonna do what we do. Yeah.